Hi everyone, welcome to the RAD podcast series by Indian Newsletter.
So welcome back to the RAD podcast, Alvin and Sam. So what are we going to talk about today?
Today, in this episode, we are going over the modifiable risk factors called smoking and its link between brain health and dementia.
All right, cool. So what sparked RAD's interest in knowing more about the effects of smoking or vaping and like generally like how it relates to dementia, I guess?
Yeah. Well, I was literally shocked when I came to know that people who smoke cigarettes are 4 times more likely to damage their brain health and cognitive capacity. This fostered RAD's interest and motivated us to take this serious message to our younger community.
Okay, so what are the effects of smoking on Alzheimer's disease and general cognitive decline, I guess?
Well, when it actually comes to healthy lifestyle in general, the overall well-being of the person is discussed. However, if we do narrow it down to smoking, there's a common perception that smoking does affect the heart and the lungs, and predominantly the lungs. The lung health is linked with smoking and vaping.
Okay.
The main link between brain health and smoking has actually been ignored for a while though. The shocking truth is that 80% of the people who either smoke and vape might get dementia or Alzheimer's, which is a form of dementia. This clearly portrays that smoking is a huge risk factor for dementia or any other brain-related issues. So smoking is not just a general factor that affects human health leading to death eventually, but it's linked to gradual cognitive decline and just functional decline of the body, and this has a direct impact on the quality of life you live. The experience of living with dementia is hard to digest and its impact is greater than we number. However, there's always great news though. If smoking is quitted, its effect and damages done to the brain could be reversed in 3 years, according to studies. Especially with specific studies with brain health, it could go up to 8 years to reverse the effects of smoking irrelevant of age. So yeah, there is hope. Some could think, well, I've damaged my system already too much by smoking, and they've been psychologically put off from quitting the smoking habit. But, you know, as I said earlier, research has profoundly authenticated that the recent studies of the effects of smoking in the human body has dominated the quantity study. Hence, there is opportunity and encouragement. Rather than delaying, RAD would passionately encourage those who are involved in smoking to quit. And although this may be a hard change in an individual's life, it is completely worth it, according to studies. Research has also found that within 20 minutes of you quitting smoking, your blood pressure drops. Within a day, your risk at a heart attack starts to decrease and so on. So yeah, this is really encouraging.
RAD can give some proven strategies that might help quit smoking. In fact, there are some organizations that can help people in this. They are Stop Smoking Services Quit Smoking Campaigns. But some people proven tips are: set a date, be around people who motivate you to stop smoking, replacement therapies such as nicotine gum packs, etc. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. Reach out to people who can help you and guide you.
Alright, thanks for that, boys.
Yeah, well, stay tuned for the next episodes as we'll continue to go over and over about the modifiable risk factors.